It says it's inherited the memory of the Holocaust dead, but it's inherited the memory of those who killed the Holocaust dead. It is a racial state which is out of control. That is the big lie at the heart of Western propaganda, that Israel is a normal state when it's anything but a normal state.
We actually have video of you speaking right after you were acquitted. Let's show this.
We have a government which pursues support for genocide at the very same time as it prosecutes those who are opposed to genocide, whether it's Palestine Action, the Fillerton 24, or it's at five now, and myself. And these prosecutions for terrorism of people who are not terrorists are increasingly being seen through by juries. The judge was not happy. If it had been a judge-only trial, as David Lammy would have liked, then I would have been convicted without a doubt. But a jury of 12 men and women decided that I was not a terrorist and that terrorism is not opposition to genocide in Gaza. And I stood here as a Jewish person and I made it clear to the jury that my opposition to Zionism was because I was Jewish, and that Zionism is in the tradition of the Nazis who persecuted Jews. We have to take heart from this because there are many other people who are still on trial, the Fillerton 25, and we have to defend each and every one of them, because opposing genocide is not a crime. Supplying arms to Israel to perpetrate a genocide is a crime, and that is the nature of our judicial system. They prosecute the wrong people. I want to see David Lammy, Keir Starmer, Yvette Cooper, and the rest of them inside for having helped Israel perpetrate a genocide. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Terrorism Act is not about terrorism. The Terrorism Act is about terrorizing people in this country. Throughout the trial, I said Hamas was not a terrorist organization. It was a resistance organization. It doesn't therefore mean I supported it politically, because I made it clear to the jury that I didn't. Under the Terrorism Act, the so-called definition of terrorism would have made the French partisans and the Warsaw Ghetto resistance also into terrorists, if the government had so desired. It's an act of repression. It's an act used against Muslims, of course, in this country. Those who introduced the act, Jack Straw and Tony Blair, were the very ones who were responsible for terrorism. So they created the very thing they then said they were going to try and deal with. So the Terrorism Act has to go.
That's an excellent speech, Tony, and something that I want to make sure that people know about. And we will get back to talking about what needs to be done now, because it's great that you've been, of course, acquitted, but there's so many other people who are still waiting to be. But I do want to point out that your speech that we just watched was posted on Instagram by Gary Lineker, who is very famous in the UK. He's a what we would call soccer.
He was a football commentator on BBC, and before that, he was a very good footballer as well. Right.
And so people are extremely angry because he posted a video of you in which you linked Zionism to Nazis, because as you did, as we just heard that. And so that helped publicize your speech. So thank you, Gary Lineker. They are, you know, outraged. But you are someone who wrote about the link between Zionism and the Holocaust. You wrote about Zionism and Nazism. And I want to ask you to just kind of talk about that that connection. Also about Merrick Edelman, because in your closing statement, you reportedly raised the legendary anti-Zionist Holocaust survivor Merrick Edelman in defense of your comparison of Hamas's uprising October 7th to the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. I want to just ask you more generally about why you're saying that what Zionism is doing is in the tradition of Nazism, and then to talk about that Merrick Edelman, because he's been wiped from the face of history.
Yeah, well,
and you, by the way, one thing I just want to point out, your father was a rabbi and you lost many relatives in the Holocaust.
Your
father's family, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. It's quite clear, and it should be to anyone today, that Zionism owes much of its ideology to the Nazi ideology, and not just Nazi ideology, the whole ideology of racial nationalism that percolated through Europe in the 1930s and before, racial purity. I mean, Israel is strong on that. I mean, as Hannah Arendt pointed out in Eichmann in Jerusalem, when the prosecutor in the Eichmann trial condemned the Nuremberg laws because they forbade marriage between Jews and non-Jews, people were too polite to point out that so did Israel. Marriage or sexual relations between Jews and non-Jews in Israel is a very strong taboo. It's called national treason. And you have gangs, fascist gangs, going around attacking Arab men who they think are wanting to establish friendships or anything else with Jewish women. So that is the ideology of Zionism, the separation of the creation, if you like, of the Hebrew Reich. And the comparisons are, well, I mean, where would you start? I mean, in the Gaza war, extermination, 60% of Israelis, according to the Pennsylvania State University poll by Professor Sarek, support the extermination of every Palestinian in Gaza. The summoning to their memory of Amalek, the tribe that was wiped out. Smotrich saying it would be quite moral to starve 2 million Palestinians, but unfortunately the world won't let us. Well, the world has, unfortunately. So, I mean, starving a population is a tactic that was used on the Jewish ghettos in Poland.
Right.
You know, I mean, there is very little, and some Israelis are open. They say we have to learn from the Nazis. Yeah. There's even been calls for gas chambers, ironically. I mean, but, you
and
know,
recently,
I mean,
you've had people numbered, like Palestinians have been numbered.
Yeah, well, that's been a recurrent theme throughout Israeli history, numbering Palestinians like they numbered Jews in Auschwitz. So, I mean, where do you start with the comparisons? The racial ideology in Israel is far stronger than it was in Nazi Germany, because most Germans weren't dedicated anti-Semites. Hitler had to work very hard to convert them to anti-Semitism. The Holocaust was a secret.
Right.
The SS didn't boast of it. They didn't write back to their families. On the contrary, you had to keep it a secret. Israeli soldiers post on TikTok videos and clips of their deeds, the right. burning of hospitals and the targeting of children and all the rest of it.
Right.
One doesn't excuse what the Nazis did, but
no, of course not.
The reality is that Israel has inherited, I mean, it says it's inherited the memory of the Holocaust dead, but it's inherited the memory of those who killed the Holocaust dead.
Right.
And that's what we should bear in mind. It is a racial state which is out of control. And the West
more...
can only support it by denying, pretending that Israel is a normal liberal democracy.
Right.
That is the big lie at right. the heart of Western propaganda, that
right.
Israel is a normal state,
right.
when it's
and
anything but a normal state.
Right, and they're defending itself.
Yeah.
And this is
yeah.
all in self-defense. And I also want to ask you about, if you could talk about the comparisons that are not allowed to be made, at least, you know, there's this attempt with the IHRA, the International Holocaust Remembrance Association. I don't know what the British equivalent is, though. But
the same.
Oh, it is the same. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
the comparisons that are supposed to be, illegal are those between Israel and the Nazis. But Israel all the time calls Hamas the new Nazis.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean... It is obvious to 99% of the population, the Palestinian peasants and inhabitants of Gaza are the victims, that the people who wear the shiny boots, who have the tanks, who have the planes, are the neo-Nazis, not the victims of the IDF. But to our ruling class, of course, it's important to perpetuate the myth that Israel represents the Holocaust dead, whereas we know that Israel despised the Jewish diaspora. It didn't care what was happening. They actually fought against admitting them to any other country but Palestine.
Right.
So, I mean, they even at one point denied there was a Holocaust beginning in 1943 when the Allies had declared there was. Their sole aim was building a Jewish state. And if they regretted however many had been killed, it was because they didn't have, they'd lost the potential immigrants. And so they had to have Arab Jews, right, who weren't really the same racial stock, you understand. So right, they had to be de-Arabized and so on. So
fumigated, yeah, with DDT.
Yeah, they sprayed Iraqi Jews coming on the plane off the planes right, with a pesticide.
Right, and they were,
I mean,
and
that
they,
was their attitude.
And they also bombed Jewish venues in Iraq and Egypt. Yeah. The Zionists did this to try to get the Jews.
And probably in Morocco and Yemen too.
Yeah.
We don't know the whole story.
Right.
But there was no atrocity that they wouldn't commit. Because after all, as Herzl said in his diaries, the anti-Semites are our most dependable friends. The anti-Semitic countries are our allies. And so it has proven throughout the years. But I think people are beginning to understand now that their claims of concern about anti-Semitism are false. And Jewish people, I mean, 40% of young Americans say they're not, they're anti-Zionist or non-Zionist.
Right.
It's actually higher in Britain. You wouldn't know that from the Jewish organizations.
Right, right. There's such a big split. I mean, I feel like missing from this discourse is the split between institutions and individuals, because of course, you know, the synagogues here, they almost all have support Israel, they have Israeli flags. And of course, the people who are most anti, the Jews who are more anti-Zionist and non-Zionist are precisely the Jews who are more kind of like not part of necessarily any institutions. Yeah. They're not part of a synagogue. So it's kind of a, it's a disturbing but somewhat misleading view of the Jewish, you know, populace. And of course, it's not a monolith.